It would be remiss not to speak of the Larnaca Salt Lake, on whose shore lies the Teke. At the 2001 meeting of the Ramsar Convention, the Salt Lake was designated as the 1,081st wetland of international importance, thus attracting many bird watchers. In the winter, the lake fills with rainwater and many birds of passage spend the winter there, such as the pink flamingo, Phenicopterus ruba, various wild ducks, Anas creca, gulls, Larus cachinnans, Larus ridibundus, and plovers, Paredrius alexandrinus, Actites hippolycus. The saltiness of the water is due to the salinity of the subsoil of the lakes of the area. The salty water is ideal for the proliferation of a single-celled alga, Dunaniella salina, which is at the bottom of the food chain and on which feed the Artemia salina shrimp. This shrimp is the staple food for the flamingos and the other birds wintering here. The surrounding area, which is not flooded, is home to halophytic plant societies. Prevailing among them are the tamarisks, the glaucous glasswort, the Halocnemnum strobiliaceum, and the Halopeplis amplexicaulis. For hiking fans, the Department of Forests has created a 1 kilometer-long nature trail starting at Halasultantege and covering a part of the southern section of the Salt Lake. The trail extends beyond the Tege to the Larnaca Aqueduct, an 18th-century structure, and ends at the Risoelia National Forest Park, covering a total distance of 12 kilometres. It forms part of the E4 European Long Distance Path, which starts at Gibraltar and spans 9 countries. Tradition has it that St. Lazarus came to this place after his resurrection. There used to be a vineyard in the area, and as the saint was walking through, he came upon the owner and asked him what he carried in his baskets. Not wishing to offer the saint any grapes, the vine grower replied that the baskets contained salt. When he returned home and uncovered his baskets, he found that they were, indeed, filled with salt.